T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It's back to work Monday for the Bears, returning from a week off and staring ahead to a Sunday home game with the 5-1 Saints. Matt Nagy joins us live now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yourself, how'd the bye week treat you? What kind of meaningful work were you able to get in while the players were off?
No, it's good. It's always good to kind of reload and reflect on where you're at right now. And I think we all got a chance to do that. So it's nice to get back in here and get after it.
Were you able to spend some time studying your own squad's first 5 games and what may have stood out as far as areas to improve in?
Yeah, no, we were. And we use this time to do that. I mean, all teams do that. You just kind of see tendency-wise where you're at. Obviously for us, we know, you know, in 3 different phases where we can improve at. And so we looked at some things and we're excited to get back out there.
Yeah, they must be anxious to work, get back to work after the getting and to get the Raiders loss out of their system. So the players were off, but we understand Mitchell Trubisky was rehabbing his left shoulder injury during the bye. What might be the latest on Mitch and his chances of at least getting back to practice today or this week?
Yeah, he was in here working out every day. He's trying to get that thing stronger and stronger. And so that'll be the big question for us. I mean, we'll see how it goes here, really this whole week. But we're excited for him. We know every day, you know, helps us out to get him back. So we'll see where it ends up going.
So a chance Mitchell Trubisky gets back at quarterback. Kyle Long is getting some attention. An NFL Network report claims he's likely to go on injured reserve with a hip injury. We know he's been banged up. But what more can you say about Long's situation and how you may be prepared to handle more shuffling on the offensive line?
Yeah, no, you know, that's where it's at. And I think, you know, we want to, you know, credit him for battling through, you know, an injury, and it is a tough loss, but, you know, it's a part of the game, and we understand that. He understands it, and we just got to keep plugging away.
You'll be without Akeem Hicks for a while. Your big defensive tackle, Pro Bowler, hurt his elbow in the Raiders game. How bad might Hicks' injury be, and what his chances are of, to see the field again maybe this season? We just haven't heard an update on Hicks yet.
Yeah. I think, well, and we're still working through all the logistics on that, but we feel like, you know, it was a pretty good injury that he got there. And, you know, I was down there on the field with him when it happened. He was in some pain, but, you know, we're hoping that he's definitely able to return here by the season's end and find out exactly where that's at. That's our goal.
How much of the Saints have you seen, Matt, on tape or live in Jacksonville yesterday? What stands out, and who do you expect to start at quarterback? Teddy Bridgewater, 4-0, Drew Brees coming off the thumb injury.
Yeah, no, they're a scrappy team. They're well coached. Coach Payton does a great job schematically with them, and you know they have a lot of games that they've played together. So they're offensively, like you said, Teddy Bridgewater comes in and has won all his games that he's played. We'll see where they're at the quarterback position, but for us, we got to focus on us. And defensively, they're flying around. They're playing fast and physical, and so it's going to be a huge challenge. And we're excited to get back out at home field at Soldier Field with our fans.
Important work for your players when they get back into the building today. Hey, Matt, we thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. See you. Take care.
You got it. Coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. We'll hear from him again at 7 o'clock tonight on the Bears Coaches Show.